Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Chief Deputy Sean Ellingson about fireworks safety.
When the state legalized fireworks, they did give cities the options of being more strict on the rules, and a few of them have done that. A lot of them, including our rural county with the supervisors, have chosen just to go just like the state law spells out.
And I believe I read that for city local governments that they can restrict the use of fireworks, but they can't restrict the sale of fireworks.
Yeah, I believe the sales is all deemed through the like state fire marshal with permits and things like that. Mm-hmm. Some places do require a permit to shoot them off anyway, and also permit to sell. Like in Washington, I was informed we have two locations that are currently selling. You know, those are all done through a permit process.
With the holiday coming up this weekend and next week, what are some safety precautions to take when you are setting off fireworks? You know, things to not do, as it were.
Well, typically what happens is when judgment is impaired, you make bad things happen there. So obviously, you know, you want to watch about mixing fireworks and alcohol. That's with anything. You know, if somebody says, hey, hold my beer while I do this, it's probably a bad idea and they shouldn't do it. You know, we want to be careful about that. And typically it's not an entire group of people that is celebrating and causing a problem. But if you're in a group and you know that somebody's maybe been under the influence or they've celebrated a little too hard, you know, you should really restrict their use with fireworks. People do a lot of things with fireworks that they shouldn't do. And when you're reaction time's a little slow and maybe your judgment is impaired, that's probably when you're going to lose a finger or somebody's going to get something shot at them, that either an eye taken out or something.
You working in Washington County and the different cities in Washington County, some of them have had different ordinances, or everyone's got their own kind of different rule as far as how they're approaching fireworks this summer. And I wonder how that really affects, you know, your job as far as determining with the citizens too, not knowing what is their current ordinance and what is their jurisdiction.
And that's the tough part, you know, with like Washington, they've kind of narrowed it down to some dates and times. Ainsworth, they're going with the state code. Brighton, they're going with the state law. Crawfordsville's going with the state law. Kelowna has prohibited the use of fireworks in the city, and as has Riverside. With Riverside, you can get a permit in order to utilize fireworks there. And then Wellman is just going to go with the state law also. They are having a meeting on July 3rd, so I don't know if they will change anything at that point, but the most recent information I have is that they're going to go with the state code, as is Westchester. And then the rural area is also going to go with the state code. So it's not real tough to kind of know where you're at. As far as the county goes, outside of the city of Washington, basically everyone's going with the state code except Kelowna and Riverside.
What would be some other warnings to heed as far as property goes?
Well, obviously, you know, it's been a little bit dry lately. You know, a lot of people's grasses are drying up, especially in the rural area. So with the fireworks, I think what's going to happen is everybody's kind of got a green light. You know, everybody thinks, oh, this is the year, finally. There will probably be a lot of people that engage in the use of fireworks that have never done it before. So maybe they're not experienced. Maybe they don't realize what the fallout can be from that. So it's going to be a little bit of a learning curve. And fortunately, there's been a lot of press about it up until now. So hopefully people will kind of know what the rules are and know some safety stuff. Ultimately, it's going to be kind of a trial and error this year. And we just hope that nobody has any devastating damage caused by fireworks. I have been in other cities when years past where fireworks are legal. I'll be honest, it is amazing the number of fireworks in these communities, and how things don't get damaged and things start on fire is beside me. But it evidently happens. So we will cross our fingers and hope that people use good judgment, and I hope we get a good few days of rain right before the 4th of July.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Chief Deputy Sean Ellingson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.